This is A Wild Conversation.
Hi, I'm Callum Hughes. I'm a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And I'm Ashley Wysick, also a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And today on A Wild Conversation, we're going to be talking about bear safety.
Bear safety. Safety around bears.
I got to be honest here, I did not grow up around bears, being in the UK.
Oh.
Our apex predator is the European badger.
Oh.
I'm not an earthworm, so
like
I'm okay.
I knew that, but didn't know that, you know? Like, wait, what?
I guess it's weird calling a badger an apex predator. You don't hear that.
I mean, but like personality-wise, they've, yeah.
Have you had any bear encounters growing up here in British Columbia?
I grew up right here in like the Fraser Valley, and where I lived, we didn't have many encounters. I think one time there was a river otter on our street, and we were all like, what? Where did this come from? I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever really had an actual bear encounter. I have seen bear poop, like when I'm out, and I'm like, oh, that looks fresh. I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah.
You know? Like, nope, not dealing with that.
I mean, that's definitely something to know. It's like in movies and media, it might make you think that bear encounters are common. You know, if you're in bear territory, you might be at risk. Yeah. Not often.
No.
More often than not, like 9 times out of 10, the bear wants to avoid you.
Yes.
They know you're a predator. They want to stay as far away from you as possible, and they can smell you coming a mile off.
Yeah. One, I grew up here in the Fraser Valley on like a hobby farm way out in wherever. And so we were technically in like wildlife country. I don't think it was bear country, but maybe more like cougar territory. And yeah, I never saw anything. I've lived here my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not very often. Actually, I did go to Vancouver Island not too long ago, and I did hear wolves. The Vancouver Island wolves. That was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I hate those. Yeah. The coastal wolves.
Yeah. We were right on the coast, and we got up really, really early to sit on the deck to see if we could hear any. And we did. It was really cool. Didn't see any, though. So, again, I guess I don't know if you would even count that as an encounter.
I totally do. Yeah. Like hearing a wolf howl, there's something mystifying about it.
But I've never come across a bear. I am actually very happy about that.
I have come across some bears before when I was volunteering in Alberta. And, I mean, the whole reason was we were actually setting up cameras to see bears and what they were doing. So, but very few. We were there walking every day for 5 months. And I encountered one grizzly on foot. No, two grizzlies on foot and one black bear.
That'd still be terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, to be fair, in the grizzly's case, they turned and ran the second they noticed us. They did not want to be near us
at
all.
Lucky for you.
The black bear, on the other hand, was a bit more kind of sized itself up and made it clear that it wasn't leaving because it was enjoying some berries at the time. And we backed off slowly, which is important. Always respect the space of 100%. Wild animals, especially if they're not leaving the area. And even if they do leave the area, you want to go in the opposite direction they've gone.
The worst is if you ever come across a baby bear.
Yes.
Then you are in danger.
Definitely.
Who knows where mama is?
When I was there, the training would tell you if you encounter a bear and a bear's interested in you, the first thing you want to figure out is what kind of attack is happening if you're attacked by a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Is it defensive or is it predatory?
Yeah.
Because if it's predatory, playing dead can actually be a really, really bad choice.
Yes.
The other thing, and defensive on the other hand, playing dead might be your best bet. This animal wants you to stay away from its kill or some kill it's scavenging, or it's got cubs nearby and it thinks you're a threat.
Yeah.
And the best thing you can do is stay put.
Yeah. And if you are moving very slowly, backing up, you know, keeping an eye on the bear. Don't turn your back away from it because then you have no idea what it's doing. And do not run, you know?
Yes.
A lot of people don't understand that with carnivores, like especially predators, even bears who are kind of like, they're like lazy predators, you know? Predators sometimes. That running activates like a predator-prey response. Like, oh, he's running, I chase.
Right.
You know? Especially with things like cougars and with wolves. They're more like ambush predators, and so if you start running, you face your back away from them. They're like, ah, this is my opportunity. right? So you give them an opening.
Exactly.
Do not run.
Completely agree with that. You are not going to outrun a bear.
Yeah.
There is no technique that can protect you from outrunning a bear or allow you to outrun a bear.
And one of the things that some people don't realize is that bears can climb trees. You know? Yeah. Even grizzly bears. Even that like 2,000-pound grizzly bear that you're like... Not 2,000. Oh my gosh. 1,000-pound. 1,000 is like the heaviest grizzly bear out there. But I've seen videos of like mother bears. I saw this one video. It was a mother bear and she encountered a black bear. And this mother bear, I guess, thought the black bear was threatening her baby and chased the black bear up a tree. Like, it was a huge tree. And the video is nuts because the black bear runs up the tree thinking, aha. And the grizzly bear's like, oh, yeah. And just chases him right up that tree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they can climb a tree if they really want to.
Absolutely. And that's probably a misconception, too, that you can get up a tree. And depending on the bear, you know, if you have turned your back on it and you're trying to climb the tree, you might not get far enough up the tree.
And they can probably climb that tree faster than you.
Yeah.
I actually, one of the things I do for enrichment for our grizzly bears is I will go, I'll climb up trees and kind of put like apples and stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun to watch the cubs all run up that tree to go get them. Super cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, man.
The funniest thing is they always pick like the thinnest branch to sit on while they eat the apples. Oh, that is going to snap. Why did you pick that branch? Yeah. But they're super cute. And one of the things is that they look so approachable.
Right? Yeah.
Because they're like these big, fluffy, adorable animals. But all that fluff is hiding huge muscles and like these really sharp, long claws and teeth and jaws. You know, like it's like something out of like a cartoon where it's like walks up all nice and friendly and then goes brah. And it's actually dangerous, you know?
Absolutely. And I mean, bears are, they've got a combination of huge pressures put on them every year to get enough calories for hibernation, mm-hmm. depending on the bear species.
Yeah.
Plus, they also evolved or grew up in a time when there were bigger, badder things. Yeah. You know, you had the saber-toothed cats, bigger bears. Humans were hunting them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they have anti-predator defense mechanisms to protect their cubs and whatnot. So they've got all those features that make them animals you should give a wide berth and keep away from.
Yeah. I think one of the big dangers for cubs is a male bear.
Mm.
You know, if a male bear encounters a female bear and her cubs, there is that risk that he might kill them. You know, so bears don't even trust each other because they're dangerous. During the year, they're mostly solitary. If you see a bear in a group and it looks like just a group of bears, it's most likely almost fully grown cubs. Mm. You know, because bears will tend to stick with their mom 3 to 4 years before they go off on their own. Sometimes if you find like a little group of bears, it's most likely a mom and her teenagers.
I see. Yeah. That's actually a good note as well is if you are encountering a bear, know the species.
Yes.
Because playing dead or backing off slowly might be, backing off slowly, of course, is probably your best go-to, but if it's a polar bear, no matter what kind of attack, you do not play dead.
No.
They are definitely predatory animals.
Yeah.
And they cannot pass up a potential meal.
Any meal, yeah.
Defensive attacks can become predatory. That's the other thing. If and I'm hoping no one's ever in this situation, but if you are on the ground playing dead and the animal is starting to take interest in you, in chewing, biting, licking of any cuts or wounds... then I would suggest that you change your tactics.
Yeah.
So knowing the species of bear is really important.
And it's not just based on color. That's a big thing, that big misconception. It's just because it is black does not mean it's a black bear. The bit better way to tell them apart is actually by like the hump on the shoulders, if you're trying to distinguish if it's a black bear or a grizzly bear, which are the most common ones here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess depending on your area too, you might have different types of bears that you have to worry about, like polar bears. I hadn't even thought about polar bears before because I've never been that far north. That'd be terrifying.
Do you know in Churchill it's illegal to lock your car?
Oh.
And the reason being is that if someone is out on the streets and they encounter a polar bear, they can dart into a car for safety.
That is
right.
Cool. And they would not like my car. It automatically locks. And I actually hate that feature. It usually locks me out because I like unlock my car and then I'll get distracted talking to someone and I go to open it.
That's horrifying. You need a rental when you go to Churchill.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get a rental.
That's good to know.
But I would also like to ask a question to our listeners. You know, if there are many different species of bear out there, mm-hmm. are there rules the same way? Like there's the spectacle bear. I know it's endangered, but maybe what are the what's the advice that your wildlife officers would give to you? Or the sloth bear in India? I know there's a lot of human-animal conflict with sloth bears.
Yeah.
If you have a family member, you have experienced yourself, or even a friend, we'd love to hear what advice they would give for that.
Or the giant panda.
Exactly. they might look cute and cuddly, but they are still bears.
It's still a bear.
Yeah.
Even though they eat vegetation, who knows? You know, that's actually a really good point.
Definitely. You know? Because, I mean, for that one, at least you know the animal's not attacking you for food. Probably isn't going to be predatory, just defense. Which means playing dead is probably your best bet completely. Yeah. Other things to also consider, if you're walking a dog, they might be man's best friend. But just like your best friends, their shenanigans can get you in trouble.
Yes, it's very true.
Make sure they're on a leash when you're in areas in national parks and whatnot. It's not just true for bears, it's also true for cougars, it's also true for wolves.
It's also true just to keep your dogs on the path, because if you let them roam around in a national park, you have no idea what kind of vegetation, critical vegetation, that they might be destroying by walking on it.
Exactly.
That's why we're supposed to stay on this path in those parks.
Yeah. Best thing, though, is always preparation.
Yes.
Make sure you carry some bear spray. Traveling in groups bigger than three people decreases your chance of any kind of predatory attack drastically.
Yeah.
Make sure that you store your food properly. That includes everything, including toothpaste or mouthwash. One guy got bitten by spitting out mouthwash just outside his tent. Bear came over. He thought it was a person, unzipped his tent, got a nasty bite.
Ooh, yeah, that's not fun. And one of the other ones, too, is just... like bear bells or listening to music or talking in the group that you're in can actually deter them. Because if they can hear you, they're going to avoid you. Which, I mean, sometimes doesn't work when you're maybe in the forest bird watching.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just got to consider your surroundings and what you're there for, you know?
Definitely. And lastly, if you do encounter a bear that is giving odd behavior, over-curious about you, or is being defensive of something and you've left that area... inform the local park rangers or even the police if you have to, and other hikers, so no one has a bad encounter with that animal.
Yeah, because if someone is injured by that bear's life is now in danger, right? So we should just avoid any bad interactions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you guys have any further questions regarding bear safety or anything to do with the bears at our zoo, please do not hesitate to contact us. Ashley would be a perfect person for answering that at podcast@gvzoo.com. I'm Callum.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is
A Wild Conversation.